The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Today, we'll attempt to sort out the good information from the bad and set the record straight on your good health. Healthcare and wellness issues can be so confusing these days, with information constantly changing. Let us help you learn what you need to know. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Neil Nathan, with co-host Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum.
Welcome to the cutting edge of health and wellness today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I should be joined shortly by my good friend and co-host, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. I would also like to thank our sponsors, Research Nutritionals, BioResource, Frequency-Specific Microcurrent, Real-Time Laboratories, and Natural Immunogenics for making this program possible. Since I personally use all of those products daily in my practice, as our program unfolds, I'll be mentioning some of those products when appropriate. This is a taped show, so you won't be able to ask us questions on air, but you can email me your questions at neilnathan@earthlink.net, and I'll be happy to answer them on our next scheduled program. I'd like to remind you that you can download the Voice America mobile app, and you can find us on iTunes, Google Play Time, and Kindle, all for free. If you're into social media, please like us and share us. We now have our own Facebook page, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today, so please check us out there. You can ask us questions, and we're happy to answer them as part of that program. So, without further ado, let's get into today's program. I am very, very delighted that we are joined today by Dr. Daniel Dunphy, naturopathic physician and PA at the Regenesis Medical Group in San Francisco. Dr. Dunphy has an extensive background in holistic and alternative and integrative medical care, but particularly relevant is that in 1982 to 89, he worked with Dr. Robert Atkins of the famous Atkins Diet, who had an extensive holistic practice. He worked with him extensively during that time and is associated with some of the greats in the cancer field, including Dr. Carlton Fredericks, Dr. Hans Niebuhr, Manuel Revici, Eric Braverman, Nick Gonzalez, and Gaston Naissan. So, between 89 and 2011, Dr. Dunphy worked with the San Francisco Preventive Medical Group, Director of Clinical Services, where he did extensive work with really helping people with a wide variety of medical needs, and developed over time an interest in and specialization in helping people with cancer. So, Dan, I'm very delighted you can join us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Yeah, so let's get started. You know, cancer is this huge and scary word. And one of the first things I wanted to bring forth to our listeners was that when people hear the word cancer, I don't think they're aware that every cancer variety is different, meaning there's a different cell line, there's a different biochemistry for every line of cancer, so that when people hear the word cancer, they often gravitate immediately to a relative or a dear one or friend who died of cancer and assume that the same information applies to them and that they're in the same difficulty.
Yeah, well, I think the key word that you mentioned is fear, because I call oncology, or a branch of medicine that deals with cancer, a fear-based branch of medicine, unfortunately. There's fear not only in the patients, but there's fear in the doctors, and the patients read that fear. And the fear comes from several things. There are medical legal reasons for it in California, where it's actually a felony for a physician, not a patient, but a physician, to access care for cancer with anything other than surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. It's a felony for the physician. Secondly, the fear comes from the knowledge that the treatments are vastly unsuccessful. And so what I tell my patients invariably is that make decisions out of information, not out of fear. The ones that make informational decisions do better, survive longer, have a much better quality of life. We're all going to die, but cancer itself is a variety of things, and it stems from what are called oncogenetics. So when you walk into a clinic and say, my stomach hurts, and they diagnose colon cancer or liver cancer, unfortunately, the process is to take a biopsy, to look at that biopsy under a microscope, and say, it looks like this, it came from here, and therefore we're going to go to a cookbook, and this is our solution. And it's like looking 30 miles off the coast of San Francisco at the Farallon Islands, seeing a boat, and saying, well, there's a boat, and it's December 19th, 2014. We'll look in the logbook. It says 60% of those boats coming from that direction are from China carrying rice. Therefore, we're going to treat that boat like a Chinese boat with rice. If you took out binoculars and you saw that boat was coming from Australia carrying kangaroos, you'd treat it differently. And that is going to the quantum level where cancer is, an oncogenetic analysis. The only way to break through the barrier of inept treatment for cancer, and this really is the dark ages of cancer therapy, is to go to that, take out the binoculars, look at the individual's oncogenetics, and to base therapeutic decisions on that information.
And Dan, I'd like to offer listeners a little bit of perspective, too, because what you're saying is so true. And if you go back 100 years ago, if somebody had infections, they had pneumonia, they had TB, they had other infections, you know, basically the lung looked white out, it looked just like a cancer, and it killed people just like cancer, and people were afraid of these just like cancer. And then along came antibiotics, and we realized that these really solid infections were pretty fluid, and that they could shrink right down. And cancer is no different. Cancer is a normal part of people's bodies day to day. It's part of what the immune system routinely does surveillance for. And it's only when the immune system can't catch up with it, that it gets ahead, that it becomes a problem. But we're finding more and more that taking out the binoculars, as you're saying, and going with the proper treatments, these cancer things, which had all this fear associated with it, can melt away just like infections and be no big deal.
Well, the approach to cancer at this point is to drop a nuclear bomb on it and kill the cancer and kill the patient in the process. If you take the perspective that you're going to treat this condition diagnosed, which is a failure of the immune system to respond and a toxicity accumulation, so it's a normal response of the body to an abnormal situation and an inability to express itself in a normal way. So if you take the approach to this of trimming the tree and the branches and keeping it under control over time and treating it like any other chronic illness, it would be a much different approach than if you said, I've got it, I'm afraid of it, I've got to kill it no matter what, even if it kills me.
Right. So the
and
analogy,
unfortunately, the former is the norm, and the latter is the trimming the tree and managing over time with a more sustainable approach is quite unusual.
Right. So the analogy would be the current way of thinking about it, which is dark ages, Dan, is to cut the tree down and hope it regrows.
Yeah.
As opposed to how can we make the soil better? How can we feed it better? How can we give it better nutrients? How can we improve the immune system of this tree so that it can take care of itself? Because that's what the body was designed to do.
It's a complex system. We're in a complex world. We have a complex body with a complex system. And out of complex systems emerge emergent phenomena. And the tumor is not the cancer. The tumor is a downstream side effect of something that begins at a cellular level and may exist for years before it ever shows up large enough to show up on a scan. And then there could be an incident in someone's life where cortisol level goes up, a stress factor, a death of a loved one. And it's statistically proven, shown that after a death of a loved one, the incidence of cancer triples within a year. And that, so that stress has a true effect on the immune system. And oftentimes it's not the cause of the cancer, but it's a trigger mechanism. And if you look at a river and say, what caused that river? Well, you'd have to say, well, there are hundreds of tributaries. And that complexity that arises out of those tributaries is what we refer to as disease or health. So complexity is inherent in biology, and unpredictability is inherent in biology and in nature. And we have to learn how to work with the whole cloud and understand that we can regulate things in certain ways, certain things we can control, certain things we can't. And on a spiritual level, when people are confronted with this, it's an economic crisis, it's an emotional crisis, it's a physical crisis, it's a family crisis. And it is what's known in the Huichol Indian culture as a Nayarika, or a fire, a doorway to the spirit, which is oftentimes lined with thorns and on fire. And that fear factor of crossing through the Nayarika, of facing that and walking through it, dissolves the fear oftentimes. And I see, I'm constantly inspired by the courage of 9-year-olds and the courage of old people, anyone dealing with cancer, to do that walk through that Nayarika. And in so doing, by surrendering to it, disable it. Disable the fear factor and allow live or die to live your life and to get your life back and not live for cancer, but to live with it.
Again, I think these principles, I hope, will be very helpful for our listeners to begin to listen to. You know, many years ago, one of my favorite people in this world is a osteopathic physician named Jim Jealous. And Jim is a very spiritual person as well. Many, many years ago, he was diagnosed as having thyroid cancer. And Jim's response to that when told he needed surgery, and for our listeners, thyroid cancer tends not to metastasize. It tends to be really well treated if you remove the cancer surgically. It's not a horribly scary thing and very, very rarely goes on to be a problem. But Jim's response was, with the diagnosis, he was acutely aware of his fear. And what he said was, I don't want to do anything until I've dealt with my fear. And so he essentially meditated and worked with himself psychologically and spiritually, purely on the fear that he had this in his body. And interestingly enough, when Jim felt ready, which was about a year and a half later, he said, okay, I'm ready to deal with it. The area of the cancer when it was examined was gone, and biopsies were negative, and it's never recurred. So, again, we're not all as spiritually talented as Jim is, but I think it underscores the importance of fear and how we need to both honor it and work with it, not run wildly away from it in our work.
I'd like to add two thoughts.
Hang on, Jacob. With that, I'd like to mention the first of our sponsors for today's show, which is that of Researched Nutritionals. Researched Nutritionals is particularly well known for its specialty immune, energy, and detox formulations to promote healthier quality of life. We use these products regularly. And with reference to today's show on cancer particularly, I'd like to recommend their product, Transfer Factor Multi-Immune. The transfer factor multi-immune is a product which has been shown in conclusive clinical trials over and over again. A brand new study demonstrated a marked increase in what are called natural killer cell activity by 200% to 600% with the use of this simple and healthy supplement in improving the natural killer cell's ability, hence the immune system's ability, to deal with these substances and toxins and to help get rid of them from the body. So research nutritionals at 1-800-755-3402, which is researchednutritionals.com. Please go to them for more information. And with that, let's go to a break.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan@earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, joined by my friend and co-host, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We are very delighted to be joined today by Dr. Dan Dunphy, who is discussing with us many of the principles and essential understandings of cancer. If you've just joined us, we've been discussing some of the spiritual and stress components of cancer, and Jacob, you had some comments on that.
The medical profession is going to try to turn you into a breast cancer or into whatever your cancer is and have that steal your whole identity. And it's important to remember you are who you are. You're a person who has a whole host of things. You've got a car, you've got a cancer, you've got all these different things going on, but not to let it take over your identity. A very critical thing, too, is to learn to use your intuition. And again, we talk about fear and how this is almost like a fear factor show. How much can we scare everybody so we can sell treatments that are hundreds of thousands of dollars that kill you and do very little sometimes except line the doctor's or the drug company's pocketbooks. So it's really important for you to start to take a moment to quiet and to check in with how things feel. I do not recommend people move forward with treatments until it feels good for them to do so. That may mean getting more information. That may mean having their questions answered, or it may mean just saying no. But the bottom line is how something feels to you is your own intuition's way of saying, is this good for me or not? And waiting until you have your intuition lined up so things feel good, I think is an important part of getting well.
Yeah, let me comment that there's actually some very solid research in that area. Dr. Bernie Siegel, who wrote the lovely book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, Bernie was a surgeon at Yale University, and he got interested in the cancer patients who nobody thought would get better but did, and he began to study them. And what he realized is those that followed their own sense of what they needed in treatment were the ones who did the best. And he began to use a technique originally developed by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross in which he would ask his patients to draw a picture of what they thought the cancer looked like in their body, nothing elaborate, and then draw what their body would look like after a wide variety of treatment alternatives were offered to them. So draw it after surgery. Draw it after what you imagine chemo would do. Draw it after radiation. Draw it after nutritional IVs and immune response things. And he found that those drawings carried a 95% correlation with their outcomes. So again, to emphasize, what you believe is the right approach is the one you really should be tuning into. So Dan, why don't you share with us your approach? You've got a cancer patient coming into you. How do you sit down and visit with them?
Well, first of all, it's the process of hearing and listening well. And I always spend at least 2 hours with people and get to know their story, to hear their story, and to connect with them over that. And that initiates a process of dealing with fear. And also, we discuss some of those things. Sometimes I'll do hands-on assessment with cranial work or eliminating, basically the body is self-healing, and oftentimes what we need to do is to remove roadblocks, and those could be scars, they could be infections, they could be bad teeth, they could be bad relationships, but those obstacles to health and are part of the assessment, and then I like people to know what they're dealing with, and the science in the last 5 to 10 years has been an explosion in biological understanding of physiology of cancer. And the medical approach is at least 10 to 15 years behind that science. So it's important to know that. And in terms of understanding what a cancer is, as I said before, the tumor is not the cancer. In fact, the tumor consists of a process of similar to a virus where oncogenes are switched on and take over the machinery of a cell and go on a joyride and crash it and start multiplying individually without any kind of differentiation or normal kind of progression, causing inflammation, causing blood vessel growth, and all these factors are genetically or oncogenetically controlled. And the tumor itself consists of a bunch of clones that are growing and competing with each other, causing inflammation. And about less than 1% of those cells are something called endothelial to mesenchymal transition cells, also known as cancer stem cells. These cells are mobile. They are highly able to disguise themselves in the bloodstream and lymph and to escape with their cloaking genetics the observation of the immune system. So when you, oncology is about shrinking lumps. So when you shrink the lump and then you do the CT PET scan or you do the examination, whatever it is, ultrasound, and you say, oh, the lump is shrunk, now go home and wait for the other shoe to drop. So basically, from a Darwinian sense, when you expose any organism to a extreme ecosystem, as you are exposing the body and the cancer with chemotherapy, you're basically going to kill most of them, but the ones that survive will be more likely to spread, more aggressive, and more likely to kill you. And those cancer stem cells that represent less than 1% of a tumor and get into the bloodstream are not efficiently killed. They're killed off 30% by chemo, whereas the clone cells are killed off 90%. So we're, in fact, by subjecting the body to large doses of chemotherapy, keeping your head above water sometimes is necessary, but basically you're training the cancer to be more aggressive and more likely to spread and be more resistant. So there are three factors that I approach. Number one is containing the expression of cancer over time and making that sustainable. And that may be any number of things. As Dr. Teitelbaum was saying, you have to get comfortable with it. You have to get the information, sit with it, and then use your intuition to make your own choice. Don't let someone else make that choice. It's your responsibility. It's your body. You make the choice. And then beyond that, there are two other categories not even addressed by oncology, which is detox and elimination of things that may have caused or may be promoting additional cancer growth. And the third thing is tonification of organs, of elimination, the liver, the lymph, the lung, the kidney, the colon, and the immune system. And if you approach all three together, the outcomes are much better. The quality of life is much better. And oftentimes they're symbiotic in that the nutritional therapies and the dietary factors and the detox factors and the immune regulating, stimulating factors absolutely complement the tumor shrinking factors. And we need to approach cancer in the future. The future is now. Science is now. But people don't have time to wait when they have cancer. So we need to approach it in a way with lower doses over time, regulating the growth of the tumor, keeping your head above water, and then also to understanding that there's liquid tumor in the blood, and even when the tumor's gone, for the rest of your life, you'll have circulating tumor cells. That's normal. And you can monitor those circulating tumor cells, and their quantitative or number count actually tells you whether or not the treatment is being successful or whether the cancer is coming back. So that's a live test that can be done, and it's way underused. Then there are immune-regulating therapies and heat-seeking missiles called monoclonal antibodies, which, if used in combination and intelligently, can disarm the cloaking ability of the cancer and allow the immune system to go after it. Now, our approach is, oncology's approach is whack them, and then all the alternative therapies or all the new experimental therapies have to wait in line for the patient to almost be dead before you initiate them. Why in heck would you do an immune-stimulating therapy after you've knocked out the bone marrow and stem cells of a patient with chemotherapy? The immune therapy should be done first, not after chemotherapy. And this goes on and on and on, and it's quite frustrating both
right. So,
for us
so understanding,
practitioners and for patients.
So Dan, understanding the physiology, the oncogenetic nature, understanding the toxins, understanding the inflammation, but particularly understanding more about the immunology and how to cool off this process and change it is the key. Not killing it, burning it, stamping it out, frying it, et cetera. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. In that light, I'd like to recommend to our listeners another of our fine sponsors, and that's BioResource. Now, exactly along the lines of what Dan has been talking about, BioResource makes a variety of remedies. The one that I particularly want to call to your attention right now is what they call their detox kit. It consists of three homeopathic remedies, which are called Apohepat, A-P-O, H-E-P-A-T, Renelix, R-E-N-E-L-I-X, and Itiris, I-T-R-R-E-S. Now, those remedies stimulate and help the kidney, the lymphatic system, and the liver to function at a much higher level, to detox much more thoroughly and completely, to do exactly what Dan is talking about in terms of assisting the body to remove these toxins and function at a higher level. So that's BioResource at
800-203-3775. That's bioresourceinc.com. A second sponsor that I want to bring to your attention in the same light is that of frequency-specific microcurrent at frequencyspecific.com. This uses very safe, very gentle electrical frequencies, again, to strengthen the organs, strengthen the body areas, and help with the detoxification that would specifically address some of the areas that Dan is talking about. And with that, let's go to a break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
For 27 years, KidStar has empowered thousands of kids across the country.
And now we have the opportunity to empower children around the world.
KidStar is announcing a new radio show called Voyage Earth.
Voyage Earth will empower kids from across the world.
And we need your help.
KidStar has created a Kickstarter campaign just for this new undertaking. By pledging to Kickstarter, you pledge for a future of empowered people to come.
My name is Harmony Hagedorn.
And I'm Angel Ramirez.
From the Angel and Harmony Show on Voice America Kids.
Kidstar, we empower kids.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan@earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We are delighted to be joined today by Dr. Dan Dunphy, who is discussing with us the in-depth understanding, new understanding, if you will, of the biology of cancer and how we can think about it differently and start to approach it differently. So, Jacob, you had another point that you wanted to make?
I think, for getting comfortable, an important part for a lot of people is getting informed. And that doesn't mean getting overwhelmed with 1,000 different pieces of data that, my God, what do I do with all of this? But getting somebody who you trust to do a good, basic, overall assessment and understanding. One of the things that I do for people is I do a 5-hour consultation where, given the specific cancer they have, the staging and all of the rest, I do a literature search of the science to look at what things, what natural treatments are likely to help in that specific case. And it was a shock to me to realize that for not just many, but most cancers, there are at least one and usually many different treatments who have an effectiveness in the studies, whether the test tube or human studies, that are as much or often 10 times as great as the chemo and radiation treatments, and instead of having side effects, have side benefits. But the doctors will not hear about them because it would take $400 million to put it through the FDA approval process conservatively to where they can talk about it and recommend it for treatment. So for people that are interested, they can email my office at appointments at uh, www.voiceamerica.com. And we also do another five-hour search looking at the standard treatments, radiation, chemo, to see what's most effective and whether what you're being recommended is a proper one. For people at good centers like MD Anderson, Baylor, they don't need the latter. But these can be very helpful. Once you have information, you have power. And then you're going to feel much more comfortable and not being blown around by the whims and winds of cancer and the medical system.
In that same light, Dan, how do people get hold of you? If they wanted your expertise or a consult with you, how do they do that?
Well, they could get online to RegenesisMedicalGroup.com. That's REGENESIS, medicalgroup.com. My personal email is Daniel Dunphy, DanielDunphy, at earthlink.net. That's fine. And they can come in for a consult. I, you know, just continuing where we were before, the initial getting to know and listening to the story, getting to know the family, hearing the fears, seeing the tears, and then doing physical assessment is all part of a system I call LISTEN, L-I-S-T-E-N, which is to listen, intuit, sensory evaluation, and then engage naturally. And that's what I try to do. There's no one treatment for everybody. However, getting back to understanding what you're dealing with, there is a one of the things that I offer and have done for 10 years, understanding about circulating tumor cells and how it represents the seeds of the potential growth of the cancer, and may have the stem cell, cancer stem cells may have quite different oncogenetics and maybe some overlapping with the tumor oncogenetics. So there is a lab in Europe called RGCC, and there's a RGCCUSA.com website people can go to get more information on this test. But we take the blood, we send it to Europe, and they do a circulating tumor cell numerical count and a genetic analysis of whether these cells are cancer stem cells or whether they're clonal cells. And then they take that population of isolated tumor cells from a blood sample, which may be anywhere from a couple hundred to a couple thousand in a 10 million, you know, 10 cc tube of blood. And they do a genetic fingerprint of that population of circulating tumor cells and basically give you the software that individual's cancer. And there are metastasizing genes, there are cell cycle regulating genes, there are blood vessel growing genes, and all these things are a way of looking at the software. Mm-hmm. With cancer, it's basically a mutational factory. So with a tent, if you have, you know, 10 corners on a tent and you stake down four of them, a wind comes along, it's going to blow away. And that's exactly what goes on with a lot of oncology, is that certain of these genes are tapped down or discouraged from expressing, but the cancer will adapt and pivot and go in a different direction. So if you understand the overall software of what you're dealing with and you use a expansive approach trying to address as many of those as you can, you're going to have a better outcome over time.
So, Dan, be specific a little bit. Let's say you've got this test, and that sounds great. It sounds like a roadmap to really allow you to get at the biology of these cancers.
It's getting there. And there's a medical part to it that tells you what chemotherapy to use and what targeted therapies to use and what hormone-suppressing therapies to use, which is, I have my patients hand it to their oncologist and say, hey, look at this. And then there's a nutritional part to the test, which tells you over 40 different nutrients, which ones are effective and why, and which, whether they help destroy the cancer or they help stimulate the immune system. And so you not only get the number of cells circulating, you also get the medical overview of what might be effective and also the nutritional overview. And the oncologist oftentimes will say, well, you know, they know about these tests, but no one uses them because they're all in lockstep with each other and they're in fear of doing things differently. And the insurance companies won't pay for it. So anyway, the patients come in with these tests, give it to the oncologist, and I know the oncologists after a while are peeking at the pages going, hey, you know, that kind of correlates with what I was going to do. So there's more acceptance now, especially among younger physicians in oncology, that they don't have all the answers, and they let the patient's intuition and preferences in on at the table, which has not been the case before.
So that's an important thing. I do want listeners to know that most oncologists, almost all of them, are really good-hearted people who want the best for you. That they're in lockstep doesn't mean that they're just going ka-ching at the cost of your life. It's just this is the religion they're taught in, and there's so much money behind it that it's a heavy pressure to go with the standard chemo and radiation, or they're going to get excluded. Dan, let me ask, what does the test cost, and does the insurance usually cover it?
No, it doesn't. There's a the first part of the test we call Oncotrace, which is the numerical count of circulating tumor cells. It's about €600, $800. The oncogenetic fingerprint, the blueprint for the cancer of that circulating tumor cell population, it adds up. Both tests add up to about $3,200. It's not covered by insurance. The circulating tumor cell test is a FDA-approved test, and insurance will pay for that. But here's the rub. Quest Lab, Harvard, MD Anderson, and Sloan Kettering all use circulating tumor cells, and everybody's talking about it, and everybody's using it to see if there's a cancer present, if the therapy is effective, and whether or not there's any cancer coming back over time. But the only commercially available test in this country is Quest, and I've sent over 30 early cancer, or late cancer tests, blood samples to Quest. They all come back zero. And I was at a stem cell conference, and the CEO of Quest Labs was there, and I asked him after, you know, I've sent over 30 tests, circulating tumor cell tests to you, and they all come back zero. How do you account for that? And his answer was this: it never was a big moneymaker. In quotes. So even though it's an available technology, FDA approved, Quest has not adjusted sensitivity and specificity, so they're getting real results. That's why, unfortunately, I'm using a lab in Europe. There are new labs in Long Beach, California, that have new technologies for isolating circulating tumor cells and doing genetic analysis. And soon they'll be available, hopefully, because it's widely recognized. But the science is there. Medicine's not yet.
Right. Unfortunately, Dan, we see that not only in cancer, but although Quest is a fabulous lab for some basic things, they will often change their ways of doing things when it's kind of like it's a test they don't want to do. We've seen that with VIP levels and some other things recently as well.
Yeah.
Let me just comment before we come back to this absolutely fascinating account here. I just wanted to mention two more of our wonderful sponsors. I wanted to talk briefly about Natural Immunogenetics. That's natural-immunogenetics.com. These are the folks who make hydrosol silver, which some people call colloidal silver. And Jacob and I have talked at great length about how valuable this is to help fight a variety of infections and improve immune functioning. So they are at 888-328-8840, natural-immunogenetics.com. The second would be the real-time laboratories. These are the folks who are provide you with mycotoxin assay. And again, it may be appropriate, since we're dealing with toxins, to check your cancer patients for mycotoxins. If these are prominent, that may need to be addressed as part of the treatment. And that's 1-855-692-6767, realtimelab.com. I very much encourage you to look into their ability to look at urine nasal washings, or even check your home for mycotoxins. May be an important part of everything here. So let's take one more break, and we'll come back for more.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan@earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, joined by my friend and co-host, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We are delighted to be joined today by Dr. Dan Dunphy, who is teaching us a great deal about what's new in understanding cancer and how to view it from a holistic, integrative perspective. So, Dan, please take us through perhaps a nutritional approach, and then perhaps you could talk more about your dark field.
Yeah, the basically, that test that costs $3,200 and comes back and tells you what nutrients might be effective. 98% of the time, vitamin C and quercetin and something called artemisinin or wormwood extract are effective as apoptosis-inducing or basically allowing the cancer cells to destroy themselves, which is a normal state of affairs. So I would use those almost inevitably. I'm interested also in making sure that patients don't have an infection, and I always inspect their teeth very well, because even the best therapies, if you've got that roadblock to healing, and it's like you can carry a pack across a stream with 100 pounds on it, and all of a sudden you get a flash flood, and that 100 pounds overwhelms you. And so taking care of things that are digestive problems, the probiotics, leaky gut problems, giving people a diet which is alkalinizing, and also supporting proper digestion is the doormat into which you have to stand on in order to get into effective nutrient therapies. I try not to overload my patients with pills. Oftentimes, if they're going through chemo, they're not going to want to do that anyway. So I'll make smoothies and we'll give juicing protocols, and I want them to eat and keep their weight up. I do intravenous oxidative therapies and high-dose vitamin C, which is not an antioxidant at the levels we're using. It's actually an oxidative therapy. similar to cancer oncology therapies that are oxidative. But the advantage of the vitamin C is that it's not toxic, and it not only affects killing cancer cells and supports the medical treatment, it also cleans the liver and stimulates the immune system. And in those solutions, I might use homeopathic therapies. And I also try to keep my finger on the pulse by using dark field microscopy, and I'm basically taking a drop of patient's blood and looking at the blood and watching it over several days. And from that complex system, I'm looking at inflammation, immune function, emergent organizational patterns in the blood, nutrient deficiencies, and also toxicity levels of the serum. I can also occasionally see these circulating tumor cells that occur in clusters. They're about 10 times larger than a red cell. And I can tell morphologically or by their shape and look whether or not they're being apoptized or being killed by the therapies being taken on by the patient. And I use that as a way of basically not just asking what it is and where it is, but also looking at vitality. The ability of the patient to mount an adequate healing response is just as important as what it is and where it is. And the response to the therapies at hand are visible not only in this hurts, it's here in a macro level, on our level, but at a different quantum level, at a cellular level, by looking at the blood under a microscope, you're looking at the ground soil out of which emerges health or disease. So that complexity and the beauty of that and the mesmerizing quality of it are not only a good biofeedback for the patient, but also a useful clinical tool.
So you've got a lot of tools here, which again will vary based on the biological variability of your patients, their genetics, the tumor type, that you can kind of tailor make a treatment for them that would help boost their immune system, get rid of toxins, and improve their organ structure.
And let me say two quick things that I'll give in almost all of my cancer patients. There's so much research now on curcumin being effective for both prevention and treatment of a wide array of cancers, but you need one that's highly absorbed. So I'm going to use one called Curamed, 750 milligrams, and give two twice a day in virtually everybody with cancer. I'll also give a Boswellia called Bosmed that a recent study that's awaiting publication has been shown augments the effectiveness of the curcumin. It's also important for people to do things to keep their energy up. I will give my people a good, strong multivitamin. I use a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. Leave it off maybe a week or four, before and after chemo for the antioxidants. And I'm going to give ribose to increase energy and have them exercise, which also has been proven to increase energy in people with cancer. So things to keep yourself healthy instead of buying into, yes, nuke me, nuke the cancer.
Right. Well, and Dan, I've personally used high-dose vitamin C before, during, and after chemotherapy to both make it more effective and to make it much better tolerated. Has that been your experience?
Yeah. What I do is I find that if a patient's chosen to go with traditional chemotherapy or IPT, which is a low-dose targeted therapy, it's actually not low-dose cancer chemotherapy. It's actually targeted chemotherapy, but less egregious to the body. What I will do is form a wave pattern and show them, okay, day one is day of chemo, and from day one to day three, you just kind of recuperate, and then in the off weeks or off days, I will give high-dose vitamin C and oxidative therapies, peroxide therapies, to cleanse the system and actually augment the effectiveness of the chemotherapy while reducing the side effects. And my patients have better outcome, better quality of life, and less side effects with that strategy. It should be absolutely normal but to do this, but it's not, unfortunately, at least in this state. In Oregon and Washington, it's a different thing. But in California, it's It's not normal. It should be.
Right. So Dan, I thank you so much for sharing with us. I'd love to have you come back because I know you've got lots more you can teach us about how to understand and to approach cancer. So thank you all for listening to today's show. Next week, we'll be having a show on testosterone with the internationally known Dr. Gene Shippen, who's going to talk about new controversies and new answers in that arena. Again, thank you all for listening and be well.
Thank you again for joining us for The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. Please join Dr. Neil Nathan and co-host Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And this week, apply what you've learned today to enjoy better health.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.